to obey or not to obey. Well, last week I spent most of my 7 minutes with you talking about fear and excitement and how closely they're related. I hope that it caused you to be mindful. If you began to feel any type of fear, whether it was fear for your health, your finances, your marriage, your children, whatever Satan used to cause you to feel afraid last week, and if nothing is going on in your personal life that caused fear, then I know there's just no way that you've escaped the drama going on in our country regarding Judge Kavanaugh. Just to not feel fearful for the future of our country would seem to be almost impossible, unless we realize that God would not tell us to do something unless He equipped us to do it. God's commandment to not be afraid just has to be possible. Last week, I reminded you of David killing Goliath. He wasn't afraid. He was excited. Paul and Silas, prisoners, chained in a dungeon, singing hymns and praising God, and oh, so many others who understood the truth of the power of God in their lives. I want that. I want to live with the excitement of being a child of Almighty God and not a victim of the fears of this world. I want Jesus Christ to know how much I love Him. And even though I fail time and time again, I believe He turns to the Father as my advocate and reminds the Father that I am His and that I'm really, really trying. Listen to what God tells Daniel to do in chapter 12. He says, "Seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end, when many will go here and there to increase knowledge." Isn't that what we're trying to do? We're trying to understand, to learn how through the power of the Holy Spirit to live in obedience to our Lord. He says over and over again in the scriptures that if we love Him, we're going to obey Him. Listen to John 14:15. "If you love me, you will obey my commandments." Pretty hard to misunderstand that one. And in 1 John 2:4, John says, "Whoever says, 'I know him,'" that being Jesus, "but does not do what he commands is a liar, and the truth is not in that person." Do, but does not do. Pretty hard to miss the operative word there. John 14:21, "He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him." Well, last week I mentioned briefly that as I researched fear, I found a lot of scientific writings on the similarity of fear and excitement. And this week I've almost been obsessed with learning more about this commandment that God has given us and how we as followers of Christ can use this knowledge and walk in obedience, showing our Lord our love for Him. God has created in us the ability to change our feelings of fear and anxiety into feelings of excitement and anticipation. The Bible is full of men and women who did just that. I don't know about you, but I know about me. And I've tried all different ways of combating fear in my life, and sometimes I've done pretty well, but as far as really understanding the process, that there's a technique, no. But I am so wanting to learn. And I want to share what I'm learning with you. And I'm praying you'll join me in this and in practicing it until it becomes a habit and is natural for us. First, the technique or the process has to be in alignment with the Word of God. And I believe it definitely is. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Listen to the language. Demolish, take captive. Words of war. Is that going to be easy for us? No. We're living in a fallen world, and there is a constant spiritual warfare going on between our God and Satan. If the enemy can keep us living in fear, he wins the battle, and we don't live the victorious life that Christ died for us to live. Do we really believe that God has given us the ability to change our feelings of fear into feelings of excitement? And if so, how? Well, the Bible says by capturing our thoughts. We can't stop fearful situations from coming into our lives, but we can control how we manage them. And when our bodies begin to respond to a situation, something that's happening in our lives that causes us to feel like we have a pit in our stomach and our hearts seem to race, our bodies are responding to the emotion of fear, a very real emotion. But at that moment, we can choose to capture the thought that our body is telling our brain we're feeling, and we can literally flip it into a feeling of excitement. Whatever we're facing, the Bible tells us to remember. Remember how He has worked the things in our past for our good, no matter how fearful we felt at the time. But remembering God's faithfulness and His Word. And by doing so, we can trust Him during this time, and we can tell our brain that we're excited. Excited because we belong to the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, who is sovereign over every government and nation, and who has for us a future and a hope, just as He says in Jeremiah 29:11, that He plans to prosper us and not to harm us. We can, through Christ, capture every thought of fear and replace it with the thought of excitement. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to begin consciously obeying God's commandment to not fear, to exercise the gift of choice that He's given to me, and to capture my thoughts and make them obedient to Him so that He will know how much I love Him. Well, I love you guys too. Bye for now. Talk to you next week.